fallen short of God's glorious standard. All of us. Even me, the pastor. Even me, the pastor. But look at Romans 3:24. It goes on to say, Yet God, with undeserved kindness.
Yes.
Undeserved kindness. You know, so many people, they talk about what I deserve. I deserve such and such. Or they want to tell you all the stuff that they deserve, what they think they deserve. But to me, there's a lot of things I thought I deserved. And there's a lot of things that I really do deserve that God said, no, I'm going to keep that from you. But here's the thing. Yet God, with undeserved kindness, that's what forgiveness is undeserved kindness. It's, we screwed up. I don't deserve to be forgiven, but God says, yes, I am going to give you something you don't deserve. I'm going to withhold what you do deserve and give you what you don't deserve. Get that. God freely gives us this undeserved kindness. What does he want us to do with it? He freely gives it to us. He wants us to freely give it to other people. Freely give it to other people. Stop putting conditions on forgiveness. I'm going to forgive so-and-so when they do this. No, God said, forgive them anyway. Get out of your way and forgive them anyway. Get that. Freely God gives that to him. And he wants us to freely give it away. Yes. But here's the deal. I'm being honest with you. Forgiveness is hard. Forgiveness is hard. I read this quote by C.S. Lewis this week as I was studying, and he said this. He's one of my favorite Christian writers. He says, everyone says forgiveness is a lovely idea until they have something to forgive. Everyone says, oh, forgive. It's not that bad. Until it's time for them to forgive. You ever had that? Am I the only one? Because I got some people in my life that disappointed me, that hurt me. One of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my life is to sit across the table from someone that hurt me and hurt my family. Look them dead square in the eye and say, it's okay. I forgive you. I forgive you. And then after that, you know what I have to ask them? Forgive me for what I've done to you. And so many times we want people to come and have this big display of forgiveness, and we forget about our own stuff that we did to them. Right. It's called a selective amnesia. Selective amnesia. We remember what we want to remember and immediately forget what we want to forget. What makes our story ours. Because you know when you're telling somebody and they tell you about the problem, do you always give both sides of the story? No. Not necessarily. If we're being honest, about 90% of the time, that's no. Okay? If I'm being honest in my own life. And see, when I had to sit across from that person, every ounce of my flesh wanted to run away. I'm being honest with you. Every ounce of me, of my flesh, wanted to say, to hell with them. To hell with them. Every part of my flesh wanted that. and cried out for that. That's still a small voice. Anyway. Lord, begin to look. In Luke, Luke 23:34. This is the crucifixion of Jesus. And they just put him up on the cross, right? And they're throwing dice at his feet for his clothes. And they're mocking him. But what does Jesus say in return? Father, forgive them. At the hardest part of his life, the most pain of Jesus' life was right at this moment. And what does he say? Forgive them, Father. Forgive them. Because this is the example to follow. No matter how bad the pain, no matter how bad the hurt, no matter how much you want to hurt them back or slap the teeth out of their mouth. Being real. No matter how much you want to hurt them, I just want to hit you. Jesus is there. Father, forgive them. Forgiveness. So here's the deal. Forgiveness is hard, but I want to let you know something. Forgiveness is important. Why is it important? Forgiveness is important because it relieves the baggage that we carry with us. So many times we carry hurts from years ago with us. And we like to pick them up when we're lonely and we're feeling bad about ourselves. And then we start to pet them. We start to pet those hurts and nourish those hurts. And they begin to grow. And a hurt, when it's left to grow, becomes a root. And not a good one. A root of bitterness. Look. Hebrews 12:1. Says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses through the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down. Let us strip off every weight that slows us down. Get that. See, when you're harboring unforgiveness and you're carrying that with you, that's a weight that does what? Slows you down. And when it slows you down, you can't run the length of race that God has. You can't keep up because you're dragging too much crap with you. It says, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us what? Run with endurance the race that God has set in us. So we've got to run. But we can't run and we're held down. See, that's why forgiveness is important. You can get rid of some of the junk that you're carrying around. You say, Father, forgive them. I'm going to let it go. Here's the next thing. Why is forgiveness important? Because unforgiveness hinders your prayers. We all want to talk to God, and we all want God to hear from us, but if you're harboring unforgiveness, that's a barrier between you and God. In Mark 11:22, then Jesus said to his disciples, have faith in God. I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. I tell you, you can pray for something. No. He says, you can pray for anything if you believe and you've received it, and it will be yours. So here Jesus tells us, we can pray for anything. But, he goes on to say, but when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins. That very clearly he's saying there's a barrier. If you're holding on to unforgiveness, I can't hear you. So God's simply saying, if you're holding on and you're not letting it go, I can't hear you. I see your lips moving, but I can't make out the word. Get the barrier out of your life. And of course, we mentioned the root of bitterness. Hebrews 12:15 talks about letting the root of bitterness grow. It's the fastest way to destroy a life and a family. You have bitterness. And have a root of bitterness. A root. It's done all the way down. You ever had to chop down a tree? Get that stump? You gotta try to take that out. Even the littlest trees, some of them have the biggest set of roots. And it's just like the root of bitterness. If you feed it, if you water the root, it's gonna bloom. And you know what? When that bloom happens, you're gonna jack your life up. Don't let the root of bitterness happen. That's why it's important to forgive. So we say all that. How do I forgive? How do I forgive someone that's hurt? How do I do that? Because it's great. Like C.S. Lewis says, forgiveness is easy to you. You got something to forgive. But how do I do it? How? The very first way is to realize that forgiveness is not an option. Jesus tells us to love everyone. Part of love is forgiveness. Forgiveness is not optional. Matthew 6:14 says this, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive you. I don't know about y'all, but I got some stuff I need forgiven. I got stuff I got to have forgiven. I'm not perfect. I'm cute, but I'm not perfect. There you go, Sam. That's just for you. I said that just for you. But see, that's the thing. I can't afford. You can't afford. We can't afford to let forgiveness block us. Because if we expect God to forgive our sins, we got to be willing to forgive other people. Yeah. You got to be willing to give it if you want to give it. If you want to reap the blessings of forgiveness, you got to sow some of that seed out to the world. You got to sow it. How else do I forgive? Realize person. Holding unforgiveness against us is a person. They're a sinner just like you. They're a sinner in need of a Savior. Because if you can pull yourself back and realize, hey, you know what? They're like me. I'm like them. You can change your view of them and say, you know what? They screw up. I screw up. Let's not screw up together, but let's build each other up together. You see, that's the difference. When you realize that people are just people, you can let some things go. And when you look at the experiences that people have, I'm not excusing people hurting people, but many times people hurt people because of a hurt that they had that they didn't know how to deal with. So they pass it on to the next person. Realize they're a sinner just like you. Romans 4:23. We're all sinners in need of saving God. Number three, let people off the hook. let people off the hook. Colossians 3:13 says this, make allowance for each other's faults. I mean, you begin to realize that people are people. You can start letting them off the hook a little bit. You don't have to put everyone on a pedestal. Don't put me on a pedestal because you'll be disappointed every time. I've done that with people. And then when they fall or they do something wrong, you want to hurt them. Kick them off that pedestal. You just set people up a failure. You're setting them up to fail. When we're all on the same level, we can all walk together. That's part of forgiveness. Making allowance for others' faults. And forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you. So what? You must forgive others. Make allowance. People are stupid. We all know that. We make stupid decisions. People make stupid choices. But when they're really sorry about it, and they tell you, I messed up, can you reach that hand and forgive them? And you say, it's all right, I'm a sinner too, baby. Let's praise God together. Let's ask for forgiveness together. Fourth thing, how do I forgive? This is a big one, okay? How do I forgive? When I forgive, I actually forgive. So many times, we say, oh yeah, I'll forgive you that, but I'm not going to forget it, and I'm not going to let you forget it either. How many times have you met people that want to bring up everything that you did? Every time. See? If you're going to forgive somebody, shut up and forgive them. Stop holding their stuff against them.
Glory to God.
Because in Isaiah 43:25, God is talking, he says, yes, I alone, talking about God, will blot out your sin for my own sake. And look at the end. I will never think of them again. Be like God. Forgive and forget. Leave it be. Stop digging up bones. Stop digging up bones. There's so many times we want to rob the grave of something that God said, I blotted that out. We want to resurrect demons from people to make us ourselves feel better. Hey, they messed up over here. I don't feel so bad. Because my sin is not as bad as their sin. Unfortunately, like we learned last week, all sin is sin. There are no degrees of sin. Their sin is different than mine, but it's all sin. And it all, Isaiah 43, has to be what? Blotted out. Over in 1 Corinthians 13:5, it says, love keeps no record of wrong. You've kept records wrong. Burn the notebook, baby. Burn the notebook. Don't throw it away. Because we all like to dig in the trash. Burn the notebook. Get rid of it. Stop telling people that you forgive them and bring it back up. Forgive and actually forget. Stop it. The most important thing. How I forgive them. Death. Replace bitterness. Replace bitterness with love. Matthew 5:43. You have heard it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. 44 says, but I say to you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitely use you and persecute you. He got unforgiveness of somebody. Replace that bitterness with love and pray for them. Pray for them. That's what we lack in the church. We want to cannibalize each other and kill each other when we screw up. Instead of saying, it's okay, hold my hand, and we'll run after God together. Because the church is in its own place. It tries to kill its own people. It's the only army that kills its wounded. Because when somebody's wounded, that's when they need our love the most. That's when they need forgiveness the most. See, that's the thing. Forgiveness is hard. Forgiveness is difficult. It's worth it. And now, when you forgive somebody, this is a vote of faith. When you forgive somebody, you don't have to be their best friend. So many times we get tripped up in forgiveness. Oh, we got to be their friend again. Oh, sometimes they're just toxic for you. You need to forgive them and say, go on. That's bonus, okay? It's a little bonus point for you. Okay? Because I don't want that to go unsaid. Because so many times we can use forgiveness to manipulate people. Oh, you got to forgive me. Jesus said you got to forgive me. And then we do the same cycle over and over. How many times have we been caught in that cycle? Oh, I'm supposed to forgive them. Sometimes. You got to forgive them.
Man.
That'll be somebody else's problem.
Man.
We pray for them.
Yeah.
As you let them go. Pray for them. Lay hands on them on their back. The next step. Let's get to the next one. Push them out. Now, hopefully,
mm-hmm.
We learned a little something.
Yeah. Amen.
See, this is what I want to do. I want to end this off with a challenge. Examine your life. Examine yourself. Truthfully, if you've got unforgiveness against somebody, don't let another day go by. If you need to go to somebody and say, forgive me for what I've done, by all means, honey, do it. Walk in forgiveness. This next thing. Find someone that you need to forgive because we all got those people. It's all God. Alright. Lord, we thank you for today. Thank you for each and every person that's here to hear your word. Lord, we ask that you would open our hearts and our minds, open the eyes of our hearts to see the world as you see it, God. Lord, help us to identify those areas in our life this week where we need to offer forgiveness. Help us to identify those people that we need to ask forgiveness from. And help us, most importantly, to draw closer to you, God.